Reading. When a leading Japanese company had its financial management scandal made public, it published an announcement on the internet to explain the disreputable behavior. The apology was published in both Japanese and English, but the two versions were quite different. Here is the Japanese version translated into English. In a process of an investigation into our past acquisition activities by a third-party panel of experts, it became known that we deferred inclusion of losses in securities investments in our financial reports. We deeply apologize to our shareholders, customers, clients, and other stakeholders for inconveniences such as fall in the stock prices. Obviously, the apology here is insufficient in view of the illegal nature of what one of the nation's blue-chip companies did. However, it makes a certain amount of sense as an apology. After all, it admitted the company's financial failure and the resulting inconveniences it caused their stakeholders. Interestingly, however, its English version is inconsistent and incompatible with the Japanese summary. We wish to make a profound apology for all of the distress and trouble caused due to the recent series of media reports and fall in the stock prices triggered by our recent change in president. The past acquisition activities mentioned in the media are being examined by an external panel of experts set up on November 1st. The apology here is far from profound and nothing but deceptive. For example, it seems evident that stakeholders of the company were not distressed by a series of media reports and that the fall in the stock prices was not caused by a change of company presidents. And there is no mention of a delayed report of financial losses, which is a clear violation of accounting laws in Japan. The language used here is that of evasion and deception for self-defense, apparently intended to mitigate the gravity of illicit acts conducted by the company. Why is what is said in Japanese not said in English? From where does the difference originate? Perhaps it comes from how differently Japanese people see the Japanese and English concepts of apology. In Japanese society, apology is a culturally sophisticated sign of regret and repentance. In native English-speaking countries, according to some Japanese experts of international business communication, this principle does not apply, and self-defense is more emphasized than apology. Japanese business people seem to follow their advice. But is this what you would want a Japanese company to do? Would you want them to change their company principles and policies depending on the language they choose? Wouldn't you think that saying different things in different languages in these important management areas is a seriously questionable act? Is it true that Japanese and native English-speaking people are so different that we need to have a different point of view depending on which language we use? What do you think?